I'm Sarah Nadler, award-winning author and founder of the B Movement, a group coaching program for small business owners like you who are looking for answers to life, love, and business. I spent 10 years as a traveling minister, seeing the world and meeting people from all walks of life, from the poorest streets of Mexico to the advertising world of Los Angeles. The B Movement podcast is just one of the ways I get to share with you all that I've learned on this journey of life. Thanks for being here, and if you like my content, please subscribe and check out my website at thebmovement.net. Hello, hello. Welcome back to our show. This is Sarah Nicole Nadler, your host, and this week we are bringing it back with one last show on money management for entrepreneurs. January has been a rocket ride. We've talked a lot about money, and we've talked a lot about how to treat money as a business, whether you are looking at it as a household financial officer, or you are the business owner yourself, or an entrepreneur, even with your side hustle. There have been a lot of great tips shared this month. So we're going to talk about a few more elements you might want to put into your profitable financial plan. The first one I want to talk to you about is having a written financial plan. Oftentimes, too often, I think in business, we're really shooting from the hip or trying to fly by the seat of our pants rather than having a written plan, step-by-step process of how we're actually going to get from A to Z. And so this whole past week, I ran a challenge inside the Go-Getter Facebook group. A lot of you guys are probably there for that. And I talked about what goes on this written business plan that you should have. And I want to go into how that applies to written financial plan as well. One of the key factors is creating cash flow in your business, making sure you have a plan that is going to entail you having enough cash flow every single month, even if you work seasonally, even if you're going to be gone for a month. How are you going to cover the bills that month? And how we structure a financial plan to make it actually accomplish your goals, even if your goals include trips to Hawaii, Tahiti, places you can't work from. So, income planning consists of four things, as we covered in the challenge. A, knowing your make-break point cold. This means knowing at any given time exactly how much money you need to be making each month to cover the bills. And sometimes that even means calculating it out for an entire year so you can divide it by the number of working months, right? Or calculating it out over an entire month so you can divide it by the number of working days. Because maybe last month you worked 20 days, right? 5 days a week, but this month you plan to only work 10, right? So doing that math at the beginning of each month, doing that math at the beginning of each quarter of the year, and also in January, your end of year for the year prior, and planning out 2021. Number two of income planning is tracing your income sources, taking a look in the past at the last 10 clients or 10 customers that you got and where those clients came from. Number three, understanding the science of marketing and sales, really treating marketing, client attraction, right? And how you package up your services, how you offer them, creating sexy, amazing sales offers in a way that truly attract people. That is a science. It is a very good subject that can actually be learned by anyone. So really treating it as a science, not treating it as a mysterious thing or wishing, wanting, hoping that it will happen. Instead, you get down and dirty and you find out what it would take to make it happen. And that leads to our last one, which is, of course, doing the math. When I say doing the math, I mean, let's say you applied A, right? You know how much money you got to make. You did B, you figured out where the last 10 clients came from. You also want to be figuring out the math around where they came from, meaning maybe it took you 20 calls to get that one call where someone said yes. Maybe you had to spend $300 in Facebook advertising or Google advertising to get that one client who said yes. Good. Really figuring out what is your customer acquisition cost, right? How much money you got to spend on that ad to get one new customer, or how many phone calls it takes, how many emails out it takes to get that one customer. When you can do that kind of math, you can make your income a lot more predictable. Now, Let's talk about the next element of a really successful financial business plan, and that is having debt management. A lot of people go into debt when they first start their business, and it's important to have a strategy to get out of that. I wanted to mention here a big shout out for Vertex 42. If you guys go to VERTEX42.com, Vertex 42, they have an amazing snowball calculator for how to get yourself out of debt. The snowball method is the method whereby you pay off the smallest amount on your credit card first, and then transfer that payment, that monthly payment, over to the next card and the next card, so that you end up snowballing the effect and paying it off in that regard. The other method you can use for debt management is paying your highest interest cards first. Whichever method you choose, you will find some great tools for doing it at vertex42.com. That is not an affiliate, by the way. It's just someone I really believe in, and I want to give a big shout out to them for their free spreadsheets that they offer. All right, the next thing you need to have a really successful financial plan for your business is having actual policies and written procedures in place for what to do when things happen. And what I mean by that is, for example, I keep all the funds for my business out of my checking account. I actually have an individual savings account for every single category of expense. So one for the rent for my office, one for promotion, right? One for payroll, one for etc. And then I only transfer money back into my checking account when I need to pay a bill. So money comes into the checking account from clients, right? Automatic payments, etc. It instantly gets transferred over to the bill savings account, and then and only then does it get transferred back to be spent. This really keeps me on top of all expenditures in the business, and it's something that I can at some point very easily just turn over to a virtual assistant or a bookkeeper to do for me, because it's very super organized. So every time you're talking about money management, you have to treat that money that you make in your business like a little toddler in a candy store. You have to realize that that toddler is going to run around and make a mess and break things unless you keep an eye on them. Same with your money in your business. Your money is just going to tend to kind of disperse and splatter everywhere and get really disorganized unless you keep an eye on it as a business owner. So having policies and written procedures in place for how money gets spent, what happens to it when it comes in, and how you document things is very, very important in your business. Now, the next element for a written business financial plan is having proper protection for you and for your family, but also for the assets of your business. Take a look at what are the assets you own in your business. Maybe right now, if you're just a solopreneur and you're just starting out, it could be just you and your laptop. But as you get bigger, you will own equipment, you might own an office space, you might, if you're in a service-based industry, there might be tools or equipment you use to provide that service. And some of these pieces of equipment can be thousands and thousands of dollars. So having things like insurance, etc., are very, very important. Even just renter's insurance, if you don't own your building, that can be a very important part of your protection and having proper protection in your business. This also applies if you have a business partner. What happens if one day your business partner gets hurt, or God forbid, something happens to them and you are left with just you and your business? There are certain types of insurance that can also help you to just mitigate against that risk. So if you have any questions about that, make sure you contact Ben over at financialgripjourney.com. That's financialgripjourney.com, because he can definitely help you guys get set up with proper protection in your business. And lastly, we have learned our lesson in 2020, and we all know now that it's very important to have a disaster preparedness plan in your business. This is absolutely part of your financial plan, because if a disaster were to strike and you don't have the proper protection in place, you don't have a plan in place for how you're going to get your raw materials for your business, or how you're actually going to keep the lights on if the electricity goes out, etc., then you won't be making any money. And without any money, there's very little to manage. So if you did not already attend Joe Rivera, our guest speaker last week, is a 35-year experienced disaster mitigation expert, and he did a wonderful talk on this, which you can find in the previous episode to this one. I highly recommend you listen to that episode. All right, guys, that is the recap of everything we covered this month, and I love listening to you guys as always, so please continue to write in to me, tell me what you thought, subscribe, and leave us a review. And next month, we're going to be talking about client success and how to build an info product or a service that your clients absolutely love just in time for Valentine's Day. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you next week.